Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Ashley Lang broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road with Straight Talk.
Selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
Good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program. It's presented to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill, common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at andersongriggs.com. We also want to thank Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, I have a friend here today. I can say a friend and neighbor, but she is also the executive director for the Foundation for Rock Hill Schools. I think I got that right. I didn't mess that up. Of course, that is Megan Pat, and we love at WRHI when our friends of the shows bring a friend along with them. And your friend today, okay, I'm going to try this, is Seth Pihanich.
That's correct.
Is that right? All right. He is the new director of operations, also for the Foundation for Rock Hill Schools. But Megan, we're going to go ahead, jump in, and start with you. For our listeners who might be living under a rock and have never heard of the Foundation for Rock Hill Schools or the Rock Hill Schools Foundation or all of the things that the foundation has been called before, explain maybe some of the name change, because I know it has gone through a branding change, and then what you do for Rock Hill School District number 3.
So it was called the Foundation, or the Rock Hill School District Foundation initially. We were started in 1989 by a bunch of passionate family members of district leaders and school board members and parents, and they just recognized the gap between state and federal funding and the resources that were needed in the school district. So this was started, we started with educator grants. That's really been our bread and butter since then. We've morphed and we just go along with what the district needs are, which, as you know, in public education, that changes pretty much on a daily basis. So we're here to pivot in whatever way we can to serve the district. But we have had a couple of name changes. So we were the Rock Hill Schools Education Foundation for a while, which is a mouthful. So about a year ago, we changed to the Foundation for Rock Hill Schools. Most of the district and community members know us as the foundation, so we just kind of leaned into that. And we really wanted to simplify our branding a little bit. So we did a rebranding about a year ago, updated our logo, got a little refresh, and just tried to really hone in on the consistency there with our brand. But what we do is we're very intentional to listen to educators, to district leaders, to students, to really understand the needs of the district. And then we find community partners who want to join with us and come alongside and meet the needs of the district.
So I know that there are four or five different kind of buckets that fall underneath the Foundation for Rock Hill Schools. What are those buckets? And then I'm assuming that's where we're going to bring Seth in, because I know that Seth, now being the director of operations, definitely helps with some of those initiatives.
Sure. So, like I said, we talk to the district about what their needs are, and that's how we form and shape our initiatives. So our main initiatives right now are educator grants. So we give away about $100,000 annually to educators in Rock Hill Schools. This is important because on average, educators spend about $800 out of their own pocket every year to fund classroom needs or school needs. And so we want to, at the very least, offset that. But we also want them to know that, hey, we're here to support your creative, innovative, impactful ideas. What do you want to do with your classroom that if there weren't budget constraints, you could do? And we're here to funnel funding from the community into classrooms that way. We also do Back the Pack, which is probably our most well-known program. So unfortunately, there are about 650 students each week that are experiencing food insecurity, or at least that we've identified as experiencing food insecurity in the district. And so Back the Pack provides a bag of items that covers each missed meal over the weekend, so that the idea is that hopefully they can return to school on Monday without hunger as a distraction. And at school, thankfully, because our school board is supportive of this, the students receive free breakfast and lunch at school throughout the week. So we're just trying to fill that gap. And I'm really excited because Seth's on board. This summer, we've been able to still continue that program for students that are in reading and other programs throughout the summer. On the flip side of Back the Pack that I don't think many people know about is the workforce development side. So high schoolers can enroll in logistics and distribution at ATC. There's a statewide curriculum where they can learn about warehousing science. They help us with inventory. They work really closely with Smooth Move, who's our transportation partner, and they learn how to pack a truck based on the route that it's going to. They learn what's an industry standard bin for toting bags. Like, there's just such a science to it. So they're getting that real life, authentic workforce development experience by helping us operate Back the Pack. I love that so much because they realize that those skills are not just for themselves, but to serve others. And so wherever they go, they're going to take that skill with them and that mindset with them. We also do Educator for a Day, which is where community...
So great.
Yes, and you've done that.
I have.
We would love to have you do it again.
Yes, I loved it.
It's every fall, and community leaders can come in and shadow an educator for about half a day. And that's so important because I think as community members, it's very easy for us to say, hey, they should have done that, or why did they make that decision, or if I were in the classroom, I would do this. But we don't know that until we're sitting in their shoes or sitting in a kindergarten classroom or riding a school bus and seeing what a bus driver goes through every day. So it really builds empathy and helps keep public education and Rock Hill Schools on our radar as community members. After we shadow for about half a day, we gather for a networking luncheon, and so everybody that participated can get to know each other. And our hope is that they take that into their circles of influence, and they just, again, keep that on their radar and think about, how can I stay plugged in and support the school district? And then we also do our student celebration, which is done annually in May. And this is where we honor students for their resilience and their tenacity. These students are not necessarily the straight A students. They're not necessarily star athletes. They have overcome some really hard, big things. We've had teen moms. We've had students whose family just moved to the country and they're the sole English speaker for their family. I mean, there's heavy things that these kids are walking through. And we just want to take this night to celebrate them, make them feel like celebrities. We do a red carpet, Outback caters. Their whole family's invited. We get them up on stage and speak words of affirmation over them and just change their narrative from the hard things that they've walked through to what we know they can do in their work. So we do lots of other things too, like meals for all the different groups, like custodians, maintenance team, facilities. We try to love on them throughout the year. We try to give away prizes as much as we can. We've done cruises and trips and $1,000 gift cards and anything we can do to lavishly love on educators and let them know that they're supported. That's what we're here for.
And I think what's so great about the foundation is that, of course, we are one of four school districts within the county itself. Mm-hmm. But I would go as far as to say Rock Hill probably has the most diverse, mm-hmm. whether it is with our students or with our teachers, different demographics. And I think that sometimes our schools show that. And I feel like y'all sometimes are helping to fill in some of those gaps, whether it's with Back the Pack or the teacher grants. What I want to do too is just kind of take all of these kind of silos and focus on them. So first of all, where does the foundation get their funding from? What does that funding look like? How much do you have? How much do you give away? How do you fundraise for more?
Yeah, great question. We will take money from pretty much any source that's willing to give it to us. So we do everything from applying for grants. We have corporate donors, individual donors. We do an educator campaign where teachers can give out of their payroll and do a payroll deduction, which we always say that's the best gauge of our work, because if they're willing to invest out of their paycheck into our initiatives, then we know we're on the right track. But we do, I mean, we just have as many layers of fundraising as we can. We have a corporate council that business leaders are welcome to join, small businesses, large corporations. We also have the Good Works Council, which is really targeted for churches and faith-based groups to get plugged in, whether it's on a volunteer level or financially support. But we try to do our best to give away 90% or 90 cent of every dollar that comes in, because we fully believe that there's such a need in our district. Every penny that we raise is directly supporting the district. So currently, we've been able to double our fundraising efforts over the last 2 years, and our board has made a very bold commitment to, by 2030, start giving away $1 million annually to the school district to really make an impact and meet some of the big needs that they have throughout the year.
So that's in 5 years.
In 5 years.
So what do we currently do? What do we currently give away?
So we're about halfway there.
Okay. And I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce Seth and talk about, so Seth is new with the foundation, how Seth got here, and really, Seth, what your day-to-day looks like where the foundation is concerned.
Yeah, so I'm so grateful that our board had the vision to recognize our potential for growth, but also understanding that we don't want any of our initiatives to sacrifice like the level of excellence that we're used to. And so in order to keep growing it that way, we really need sustainable systems and a sustainable team to make that possible. And that is where Seth comes in. So as we're chasing after this big goal and making more strategic partnerships at a county and statewide level, that's really where I'm going to be focusing on that fundraising and building those partnerships. And Seth is here running the day-to-day operations of those initiatives that we talked about. So I'm super excited that he's here.
Thank you.
So welcome, Seth. You are now the new Director of Operations. So take us through what your typical day. I know sometimes when people ask, what does your day look like? And you're like, oh gosh, but what does a typical day look like for you as the new Director of Operations?
Absolutely. Well, coming from a background of Parks and Recreation, it's kind of the same to a degree where you never know what's going to happen on your day-to-day operations. Some days we're going to be in the warehouse at ATC packing bags for pack to pack. Other times we are going to be coordinating volunteers. We're going to be planning for a lot of the educator grants that we're going to be giving away throughout the school year. It's a lot of planning, organization, and it's something that's near and dear to my heart. Being a resident of Rock Hill for 12 years, having kids myself in the Rock Hill School District system, it's something that I can that I'm 100% behind. It's something I'm extremely passionate about, and coming on board, and everybody has been so welcoming, and just meeting the volunteers and the board, and being with Megan, it's evident that it's a selfless service that everybody is kind of providing to the students and educators here in Rock Hill.
Well, let's jump in. Like I said, I want to kind of highlight these four buckets that you highlighted. Let's start with Back the Pack. So this is a program that we hear a lot about. It's been going on for a pretty good while, but it is, I feel like, significantly grown. Do you feel like that's because of the need or the involvement? Who gets involved? What are the stipulations? What does that look like? And either one of you can take that question.
You may take it.
He's nodding yes.
Yes. I think it's grown for probably two different main reasons. One, we've gotten better at identifying the students with the need. And two, the need has grown. So like currently right now, we ended the school year with about 16,000 students. 500 of those students were in transitional housing or experiencing homelessness. Mm-hmm. That's a big chunk of our student population. These are our young neighbors, that this is their reality. And so when you think about wanting them to be...
Sorry, just scoot that mic over. No, you're good. There we go.
When you're thinking about wanting these students to be successful in school, if housing is an issue, if food is an issue, like academics are a luxury. So Back the Pack is at least we're able to meet and combat that food insecurity part of it. So we did start out originally with just snacks, like fruit snacks and little things for them to nibble on. And then we've continued to grow. And Second Harvest is such a great partner of ours, and they're really helpful at helping us shape the menus that are going to make the most impact for those students. So now we're definitely more protein rich. We try to cover every missed meal. We try to not have too much sodium, make them as healthy as possible for items that can stick into a Ziploc bag. But it also means our partnership with the district has strengthened, because we've been able to work more closely with individual schools and with the family outreach associates to make sure that no kid is slipping through the cracks, that we're able to identify each of them with the need.
And I think a huge part of what you do, and I think the beauty of that Back the Pack program too, is that you also do it in a way that the child still has dignity.
Right.
Like you do it in a way to where it's not, they don't have a big target on their back saying, hey, I'm a part of this program. How can the community help with Back the Pack? Mm-hmm. I know that there's a ton of different ways that they can get involved. And Seth, I'll let you take that question.
Yeah, absolutely. They can definitely go on our website, rhsdfoundation.org, and they can sign up to become a volunteer with us. We have a lot of opportunities, not just Back the Pack, but volunteering with a lot of these other events that we put on as well. It's different in one sense to kind of donate financially, but seeing and touching the bags of food that are going to be in these children's hands the next day, it's a very meaningful and touching work. So I encourage everybody to get on and just donate some of your time, an hour or two with us. It really makes an impact.
What does that process look like? Do you start packing those bags on Tuesday or Wednesday? What is it, the same every week? What does that look like?
So we're planning on pack it. So we pack our bags on Wednesdays, and then Smooth Move Company will come and pick them up the following day for distribution. And they're we're on a 2-week cycle. So we'll pack around, I would say, between 1,200 and 1,300 bags. And they will all get packed up and delivered to the schools.
Okay. All right. Now let's talk about Educator for a day. Now, I think this is a great program. I have been able to participate mm-hmm. in this program, and it is great. You brought up that a lot of times we as parents or people in the mm-hmm. community think, oh, well, I think they should do it this way, or why is something done this way? But until you really get in there and you see right. what all they have to do, you don't really mm-hmm. understand. So whose brainchild was this? Where did this come from? And really explain what Educator for a Day is about.
Yeah, so there's actually a National Association of Education Foundations, which we are proud to be a part of, and that really helps shape a lot of our initiatives and really sets the standard for how an education foundation should operate. One of their initiatives was Principal for a Day, so I think we'd either borrowed this from another foundation or some peers here in South Carolina, and I think it started about 5 years ago. COVID happened, and we had a chance to take a pause and shift and reevaluate, and we changed it to Educator for a Day because, yes, obviously you want the community connected to principals, but there are so many other players in the field of education, and so we wanted to open it up so that a teacher could be shadowed, a school counselor, someone at the district office. I was able to shadow a member of the transportation team 2 years ago, and that was eye-opening. Like, I cannot believe what those bus drivers do every single day. So
yes.
That's kind of how it started and how we got here.
And I was with the principal. They put
thought,
me with
yeah.
the principal. So Dr. Robinson
yes.
over at Castle Heights, and I got to shadow her. And I remember I showed up. They gave me the time, but she mm-hmm. said, if you can come a little bit earlier. Well, I'm an early bird. So I was like, yeah, sure, I'll be there. But I think what really resonated with me, especially coming from that principal, is that you have to know all the key players. Mm-hmm. You have to know the ins and outs, not only of your teachers and your teams and how you team people up and who teaches what.
Right.
She had to know her cafeteria staff. She
right.
knew all of them by name,
yes.
who was helping who. She was making sure breakfast was ready. Those kids were getting off the bus. We were out in the car line.
Mm-hmm.
She knew parents. Like, she knew every kid who was getting out of every car as they were. Then we walked
yes.
around to the cafeteria, and the buses drop off at the back, and she knew every kid
mm-hmm.
getting off the bus. Good morning, we're going to have a great day today, right? And
right.
then, you know, your office staff, and you have to get announcements ready because this was happening, and, you know, this event was going on this afternoon, and there was a pep rally,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, this sport was going on. I mean, it was, my head was spinning. And,
yeah.
you know, to know that there is all of that going on while then managing and making
right.
sure that everybody is where they're supposed to be, they're getting the education that they need, and they're safe
mm-hmm.
is,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, she's having teacher meetings and they're talking about test scores, and, you know, it was just, it was a lot going on. She was cool, calm, and
right.
collected. I don't know if y'all know her,
yes.
but I give her all the props. I mean,
yes.
I was so impressed.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if you can sign up to be a part of that Educator for a Day program, definitely do. And I might take you up on your offer to do
Please
it again.
Do. And we're going to have to capture what you just said and use that to promote the event, because that was perfect.
Well,
yeah.
we can, and I'll get you that clip. But with that, we are going to take a quick mid-program break. We want to remind everyone that you're listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across the street from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And thanks to our co-sponsor of the day, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill, Common Sense, Intelligent Advice for Conservative Investors. Find out more at AndersonGriggs.com. And Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy for 60 years, Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road. Okay, what we do here is fresh subs and salads 6 days a week from 10 in the morning till 9 at night. And what we do is right here in these white letters on the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
If it's 12:30, It's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
Quality of the food. I get what I want. It tastes great every time.
Hit the spot, definitely. It's amazing.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
If you have tried traditional weight loss methods of diet, exercise, and medications and failed to see lasting results, you may be a candidate for bariatric surgery at Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Our three board-certified surgeons have performed more than 1,000 minimally invasive robotic surgical weight loss procedures, which can be very effective in long-term management of weight. Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill, offering comprehensive weight management and weight loss services supporting patients on their journey to wellness. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
I love their fresh meats and the sweet wheat bread.
The bread, their quality meats, and their prices.
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And we are back live here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop. We're chatting with Megan Pat. And here we go, Seth.
Pihanich.
Okay. There we go. I did not want to butcher it.
No, you're fine.
Both with Foundation for Rock Hill Schools. Megan, of course, is the executive director, and Seth is the new director of operations. So we're talking about all the great work that the Foundation for Rock Hill Schools does. And we've talked about the grants for teachers. We've talked about Back the Pack. We've talked about Educator for a Day. And I know that you finished up the year with your student celebration. So really talk about what this means, how these students get chosen, and what that celebratory night really looks like. Seth, you want to take that?
Absolutely. So these students get chosen and nominated by their local principals or guidance counselors, teachers at their schools. It goes through a vetting process where we kind of review the applications to make a decision. And that's really pretty much how they get chosen. But it's quite a touching and emotional evening for everybody involved. We have our community partners attend. The families are there. They're bringing friends, the principals, the teachers. It's a really it's a great way to celebrate kids who are really don't get celebrated throughout the year, not by their academics. A lot of us have things going on that not many people know about, and it's those things that are really, you know, they impact us on the daily, whether that's at school and at home. So taking the time and the recognition and showing these children that we're pouring out love and support for them when maybe they don't have it is just it means the world to them.
And this is something that is that you partner with Elevation Church, isn't that where you have the event? And I know that you've had the event there for quite a few years, and I know that they are a huge community partner. Are there other community partners that help with that celebration?
Yeah, so anybody on our corporate council, anybody that is donating to the foundation, they're helping to make moments like that possible. Mm-hmm. So London Stock Exchange, Elevation, Sodexo, Founders, Comporium, all of the, you know, the big players that you know are generous to other foundations and other nonprofits too, they definitely pour into students and educators through our work as well.
How can educators reach out to you if they need to apply for a grant? How many grants are given out? And what are some things that maybe teachers say, hey, I can't ask them for something like that when this person needs something like this? Like, so I guess I'm asking, is it for little things? Is it for big things? What does that look like? How many times do you award those grants?
Yeah, great question. So we've actually, this is an area where we continue to pivot and refine our operations because the needs continue to change for educators. So we will have two grant cycles for traditional grants, and we'll allocate about $100,000 for those. And those are, you know, impactful, creative projects that educators want to do, or, you know, district leaders want to do, principals want to do for their classroom, school, district level, that there's just not funding for. And that can be anything from a coffee cart to an outdoor classroom to an interactive playground. Like, just we encourage them to dream big and ask big. We've also opened up our critical needs funding application, and those are for like immediate basic needs. A great example of that is at ATC, we have a loading dock for that logistics and distribution class that needed some updates to make sure it was safe when we got our food deliveries and when the students are loading the smooth move trucks. That's a critical need, where that's a safety issue. And so when there's things like that that teachers need, that's open throughout the year, so they can apply at any time for that. And then we've also are opening up a sponsorship level this year, because we've recognized that sometimes there's a celebration, an event, something that they want to do where they just honestly want to name us as sponsors, where we're literally just putting, you know, money into the classroom or that project, whatever they're doing, where it's not necessarily specific to students or one particular class or grade level. It's like a school-wide celebration, and they're like, we just need funding, we don't have anything for this. Okay, great, apply for a sponsorship. And we're excited to be able to come alongside them in these three different ways.
Well, not only are y'all excited, I love seeing the videos, because a lot of times you always video when you go in with the big checks, and I know that you try to surprise the teacher. I'm assuming that the principal probably knows that you're coming.
Correct.
Or someone on the school staff knows that you're coming, and to see the kids get so excited to not only for themselves, knowing that they're going to get whatever the grant is for, but for that teacher, I think also speaks volumes.
Yeah. And I forgot to say,
no, go ahead.
Educators, please look at our website. Mid-July, that's when the grant applications will open up, so they can start applying for this
and
cycle.
Then when does that second cycle happen?
We usually open it up like the beginning of, so like January is normally when it's open, but sometimes the portal is open before that, so I just encourage educators to check our website.
Okay, so it's kind of like Grant Patrol.
That's right.
Is that what you call yourself?
Yeah, that's
like
it is. Exactly what we're, it's so fun. You got to join us for one. It's super
I would
fun.
Love to. I would love to. Well, I told you it was going to go by fast. We've got a couple more minutes, so again, I just want to give people the opportunity to, if you want to donate or if they want to do an in-kind donation. I know that sometimes you'll take in-kind donations. If they want to get involved in some way, somehow, if they have a company, send them to you. How do they find you? What do they need to do?
Yeah, the best way to connect with us is through our website or one of our social media platforms. And I would just encourage anybody that's listening, if you heard something that just made your heart pound and you feel called and committed to get involved, then we would love to have your helping hands. We would love to have you come alongside. There will never be a shortage of needs in the district or a shortage of ways to support students and educators. So whether it's Back the Pack, whether it's Grant Patrol, whether it's volunteering for an event, whether it's writing a check, we will take any help that you feel led to give, and we will certainly put it to work and hopefully make you proud.
All right. Seth, do you have any parting words? You're shaking your head no. Anything left to say?
No, I just I'm thankful for just joining the team.
Yeah.
And I'm hitting the ground running and excited to.
You've already been in some videos. I've seen you on social media. So you have hit the ground running.
I'm excited. Yeah. It's definitely new to me, but no, I'm excited to be a part of this team. Everybody here has been warm and welcoming to me. And I'm excited just to further the mission.
That's great. Well, that's a great way to end the program. I want to thank you both for being here. Straight Talk is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at andersongriggs.com. And one more time, we're going to tell everybody what we do here at Substation 2. It's special. We want those out there to come in here, and how we do it is right here on the t-shirt. On the count of three, 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Have a great weekend. See you on the radio next week. Bye.